All right. Praise the Lord. I know that we have several folks that are going to be testifying tonight, and we are going to ask Brother Bill Buckman. He had some exciting news earlier this week, and we felt like he wanted to share it. And sure enough, he wants to go ahead and tell everyone about the great report, the great things that have been taking place. Brother Bill.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brother Bill, the floor is yours. Go right ahead, and I believe that Sister Tanya is going to also be giving a testimony after you, correct?
Yes, sir. She says
all
she
right,
would.
Go right ahead. Go ahead, Brother Bill.
Well, praise the Lord, church. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope get to see each other very, very soon. You know, my testimony earlier this week, I called Pastor Clark. It's about giving and the importance of it. So, you know, if you're a newer convert within the last couple years, you know, this is really for you. If you've been in church for a while, you understand the importance of giving. But, you know, a lot of times when a new person, you know, starts church, you know, starts coming to church, they don't really understand the blessings of God comes from, you know, giving. And so, first of all, if you guys have a, you know, pen and paper, if you want to write this down on your phone, the scripture I'm going to use is from Malachi. Malachi 3 and 8 is one of the first verses. I use the Amplified version. What it does, it just makes everything a little easier to understand. So Malachi 3 and 8, it says, "Will a man rob God?" And then, you know, skip it down a little bit. It says, "In what way have we robbed you?" So they're asking, you know, how? What do you mean we robbed God? And then it says, in tithes and offerings. And so, what you newer folks, what I want you guys to understand is that, you know, if you get paid, right, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, give a tenth. Give a tenth of your offerings, I mean, of your tithes to God. And then God's going to bless you, right? So, but what it says, though, first of all, before it gets into the blessings, it talks about, you know, just to say it simply, right? If you don't give your tithes to God, you are actually robbing God. So, you know, I was blessed to be born in church, and so I've always understood the importance of giving. And I've always tried to give above and beyond, you know, what we've been given. So, so then it goes down to verse 10. It says, "Bring all the tithes," and in the Amplified version it has the tenth, "into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this." So what it's saying is God is saying, look, test me, like prove me right. Like, if you give to me, watch what's going to happen. That's what God is saying. So if you're struggling financially, or if you want a blessing in your life, if you want a blessing in your family, whatever the case is, prove God and give to him what you don't have to give. In other words, like if you got bills, right, and you're like, man, I don't have enough money for my bills, give more to God and watch what God does. So here's what's going to happen, okay? Says the Lord of hosts, "And I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you so great a blessing until there is no more room to receive it." The way that I see that is my bank account is going to break because I'm giving to God. So that's how I want people, like that's how, you know, I understand it, and that's how I want everyone else to understand it. When I talk to them, I say, look, when you talk about giving to God, the blessings are going to come upon your family so strong. Now, it might not always be financially, right? So some people are like, oh, Mike, how come I'm not rich, Billy? Well, do you fight with your wife? Well, no, we're doing very good. We don't argue no more. We don't do this no more. That, a lot of God's blessings, they pour out in other ways. I got into a car accident almost 5 years ago, and I believe a part of that, of part of me being safe and not being hurt, is because of my giving. I think that's a very big part of it. Okay, so it doesn't stop there though. In verse 11 it says, "Then I, which is God, will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he will not destroy the fruits of the ground." So giving, right, what God's going to do, what he's saying is, look, give your tithes to me. And what you're doing is you're operating 100% in faith. So, look, God, here's a blessing to you. So about 5-6 weeks ago, my wife and I, we decided to start giving more into our tithes. So to give you an example, let's just say your tithes called for $50 a week. Well, we started doing an additional 10 to 15, not too much. Not a whole bunch. We didn't start doing the extra $100, $200. No, we did an additional $10 to $15 per week on our tithes. Okay, that was 5-6 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we did around $30 to $40 extra. Again, it's not a huge deal, but we said, look, we want to start increasing our income. So how I believe it, how my faith operates, Brother Vic, is, okay, I want to be able to start making more income. So what do I do to do that? I give more to God because the Bible says, prove me to my word and watch what happens. So about 2 weeks ago, okay, we gave an additional $30 to $40 than what we were, you know, than the tenth that we were supposed to make, right? Now, I don't do it as if, like, all right, here you go, God. Now, what are you going to do now, right? I don't do it like that. I just do it out of faith, and I'm grateful. I don't do it out of arrogance or anything like that. I'm extremely grateful to be able to give. Well, last week, so a lot of you guys know we're in sales, so we don't get paid, you know, no weekly paychecks, anything like that. It's, you know, it's based off of if we close, if we get clients, if we get side work or not. So our income the last 5-6 weeks has steadily grown, and we're like, man, this is pretty good, right? So 2 weeks ago, we said, man, let's do it a little more, right? So we gave a little more. Well, last week, we actually had one of our worst weeks of the year. And now, I didn't know it at the time, right? But because God has blessed us from the weeks prior. This last Monday, right, as we were writing our tithe check, my wife tells us how much we made. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, that much? I was like, man, like, sheesh. All right. So we made a decision. Okay, so what our tithes called for, we're driving to the church. Okay? We gave three times the amount what our tithes called for. Now, it wasn't a big amount. But I said, all right, here's what I told my wife. I said, God is worth more than this to me. So I said, we're going to give three times the amount. And we did. And as soon as we wrote on the way, I got two little side jobs, and my wife closed the sale literally about 2 hours later. So my sister was doing the math. I can't remember the number she gave, okay? But from what we should have written, the check we should have written in one day, okay, we got almost 10 times the amount back in one day. But it didn't stop there. Our business has been added. You know, a couple great things have happened in our business within the last few days. Side work is continuing to come in. And so it was just like literally, I'm not lying to you, we wrote the check. And then, boom, we got work. We got side work. And then a couple hours later, my wife closes the sale. Now, Brother Vic, here's what I want to say. When we close a sale, we know exactly how much we're going to get paid, okay? We were supposed to make a certain amount of money. And what came in was over $200 or more from that same sale. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to call the home office about it. The point is, like, when you think something, like, when you're operating out of faith, it's all right, God, like I don't have it. You step out of faith and watch what God happens. So not only like to me, Brother Vic, this is why I called Pastor Clark on Monday night. I was so excited because how on earth were we, okay, the sale, Brother Vic said we were going to get paid this amount. And that night it was over an extra $200 just from the sale. That's not including the side work. And I said, man, I got to call Pastor Clark and just let him know. Now, if I would have known Pastor Clark, you know, was going to make me speak tonight, I probably wouldn't have told him, you know. So, but I'm extremely grateful. And my challenge to all new people, people that I've been in church for 33, almost 34 years, and I've been taught to give everything. Okay, no matter what I give, if I get birthday money, I'm supposed to give 10% of that. And I've always done that. And I've been raised, you know, my mom and dad, they've taught me on how to do that. So if you've been here for a while, I don't care. You've been here for 20, 30, 40 years, and you're just in a rut spiritually. Okay, it doesn't mean like okay, well, if you're doing well financially, but you're in a rut spiritually, or your marriage is in a rut, or your kids, your relationship with your kids, give more to God. And when you do, say, look, God, I'm gonna challenge you, I'm gonna test you, I'm gonna prove you, Lord God. And so that's my testimony for today, babe. I don't know if you're on the call right now.
Yes, I'm here.
Right.
I'll just say one quick thing. First of all, I'm so happy to be talking to you guys. I miss all of you guys, and I cannot wait to be back in church together. But what I will say is the part that I really like about that scripture is the, then I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So some people might not feel compelled to give because maybe they think, like if they're looking at it, as, like if they're listening to Billy and thinking like, well, you know, he gave and then he got more, but like, you know, I already have enough and like I do pretty well, so, you know, I'm okay. But you can't like outwork God, and you also can't outprotect yourself. And what I mean by that is, okay, you're doing well, you know, you make a generous amount, let's say. But that doesn't mean that you won't have a hospital bill or a blown transmission or, you know, a leaky roof. That's the part that it means so much to me. It's not always just I gave and now let's see what I get back. It's what did God not let happen to me this week? You know, as you guys know, I have dogs, and it's very easy for the vet bills to get very high very fast. And my dogs literally like hardly ever get sick, and there's like five pets. We have five pets. So the odds of that are very slim. But I just think, you know, I know for a fact that God is always silently healing them, silently healing us. You know, it's just how much does he protect us from that keeps money in our pockets too when it comes to the giving. So if you have a spouse that, like, has the faith to give but maybe you struggle, just turn the other way and let them do it. Let them bless you on your behalf. Thankfully, Billy's always been just, like, very giving and generous, and so been really simple. But yeah, it's been such a blessing to us. And I've always believed in giving. And sometimes it doesn't make sense why we're doing well or we're okay. But I just always assume that it goes back to just being faithful with our tithes. So thank you guys for letting us speak. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
All right, Brother Vic.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Bill. Sister Tanya Buckman, that was great. What a great testimony. What a great lesson. And you could hear the excitement and the faith in Sister Tanya and Brother Bill's voice. This is powerful. Thank you so much. And with that said, we're going to move on over to Brother Tony. Brother Tony also has a heart full of praise, and he's got a great testimony to share with us. And one of the things I want to say about Brother Tony is he's got such a great spirit about him, and he always wants to help. He's always asking, what can I do? Is there anything that I can do? And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for availability. Brother Tony, are you there now?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, sir, go right ahead. We're going to turn it over to you now.
All right. Well, church, I love you guys. I'm thankful for you guys, grateful for you all. Billy and Tanya, hearing that testimony, that excited me so much. And that just got me burning. I love you guys, and I'm thankful that that's happening for you. And all those things, that's actually what I want to talk about tonight, is gratitude and thankfulness and giving. So I'm going to read some scripture to start off, and it'll be Philippians 1, 3-8. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. So it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. The word will, when I read that word in the Bible, I look at it, it's a promise from God. It's a promise that he will perform this good work until his return. He's going to continue a good work in your life no matter what situation we're in, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're doing, good or bad, if life is good or bad for us. He's going to perform a good work in us no matter what, if we just continue in our faith. And I'm going to read out of 1 Peter as well. 1 Peter 1, 3 to 9, so it's quite a bit of scripture I'm reading. But blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, not going anywhere, reserved in heaven for you, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, temporary, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, your faith is precious. Precious to God, precious for your salvation. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read that again. Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So you can read through that again after we're done tonight, if you want. It's quite lengthy, but read it again. Now, I want to talk about, I just realized this last week, but I had already gone through a season of quarantine. So a lot of you know, remember, I had broken my foot in September, and I couldn't walk, so I couldn't go to work, I couldn't do anything, and that was for 2 full months. And again, I didn't realize until a couple of days ago, wow, I was already in quarantine not too long ago. Because in this quarantine, in this situation, although it's very different from breaking my foot, I thought, well, I don't feel defeated in any way, I'm not feeling bad. I'll have my moments of maybe I feel lonely because I miss you all and I want to be in church and I want to see your faces and interact. I'm a people person. But I don't feel defeated. And then I realized, well, I've been through something like this before. And then I remembered I had broken my foot, so I was just at home for 2 months. I couldn't do anything. I can't walk, so I can't go anywhere. I can't drive. And when that happened, when I broke my foot, I had to get surgery, all of that. Not once. My first reaction was not, God, why me? You know I like to be out and about. You know I like to go places and do things and go rock climbing and do all these things and be everywhere. I never questioned God, but instead I chose, because it's a decision that we have to make in times like these. I said, God, thank you. I responded with gratitude, with thankfulness. Whatever you're doing, this happened for a reason. And another book you can read, Ecclesiastes 3. I love reading that from time to time, just for reassurance. To everything there's a season. Every single thing happens for a reason. So when that happened, I broke my foot, had surgery, couldn't do anything for 2 months. I was thankful. I said, God, thank you for what you're going to do in this season, because I know your hand is in it. Not once, because I made the decision, did I question him or put fault towards God and say, God, I can't believe you do this to me, but I was thankful, grateful. And he did do something for me in that season. during that season, well, it got me closer to him through that gratitude and thankfulness. But I even got a promotion at my job. I wasn't even going to work. I was at home for 2 straight months. And in that season, because I chose and made the decision to be thankful that he was going to do something for me, I got a promotion at my job. And it was amazing how that happened. And even in this season, faithful in giving, consistent in giving, and being thankful to God, we can't lose our faith. With all these scriptures that I've read, there's promises in all of it. He will perform a good work until his return. There is a promise of heaven for you, salvation of your souls. There's a promise. He will do it. Even through these last 2 months of quarantine, whatever it is, work has been slow at my job. But still, I've been getting more income. I've been having little spurts of money come from here and there, and I'm like, okay, cool, thanks, God. Because it's another season where instead of questioning him and saying, why are you letting this happen, it's, God, thank you. Whatever you're doing, I don't have control of it. Let me recognize that, first of all. You're in control, so I'm thankful for that. And I want to say, if it's difficult for you to find gratitude in the moment, if it's tough for you to find thankfulness in what's happening in your life, that's okay. Work through it. It's all right. Pray through it. Seek help from a leader in the church, someone you trust in the church. That's okay. At least find gratitude in the testimonies of others. So I had texted Pastor the other day. I said, Pastor, these devotions, these testimonies are great. They're funny, but they're also insightful. They're good for the spirit. Thank you. And he said, all right, good. Why don't you reach out to some of those that have done the devotions and let them know? And so I texted a few of them just to say, hey, thank you. Good job. That devotion was great. I appreciate you. And Sister Elizabeth's testimony the other day, I was sitting at my desk, and she was talking about how she's had her human moments. She had this feeling come over her where she got emotional and a little down, sad, whatever it was. But she said, no, I'm going to shake this off. And she got through it. She got through it, and that excited me to know that we're all in this together. And I was at work. I was sitting at my desk. I even texted her. I said, I'm pumped right now. I'm excited. It got me excited just to know that we're in this together. You're not alone. First of all, God's got you. That's number one. God's got your back. But we're all going through something similar together, different situations, but we have your back too. So Billy and Tanya, sharing that testimony, I'm super excited for you guys, because if there was a moment where I can't find something to be thankful for, wow, look what God's done for them. Look what God has done for Billy and Tanya. So what can he do for me if I just give my situation to him? If I just give myself to God, what can he do for me? Because look what he's done for my friends, my brothers, my sisters. So, church, I just want you to know that I love you. There are brothers, saints in the church, sisters in the church that love you. We all care for you. And if you need help, hey, call us. Get into the Word. There's so many promises in there. And that's something that I do often. I said, God, thank you for your promises that you give in your Word. Thank you for the Word. It's full of promises, and he follows through. So that's all I wanted to share with you. Don't lose your faith. Just be thankful. Find gratitude every single day, or at least in the testimonies of others, and he'll do something for you. That's what I want to share.
Thank you, Brother Tony. What a great testimony. And as Brother Tony was testifying tonight, I couldn't help but to think, isn't it a great thing to see many of our new people that they've been here maybe been a year, 2 or 3 years, but look at the development, the maturity, the experience that is beginning to develop in them. Powerful. Thank you so much, Brother Tony. And with that said, we want to move on over to someone else. We spoke to someone earlier this week, and there was something great that came out. And we said, you know what? Instead of telling me this great report, why don't you tell the whole church
tonight on Saturday Night Devotion. So Sister Margarita agreed to testify about some things, and she has a special message from someone as well. Sister Margarita, are you there?
Hi, Brother Rick. I'm here.
All right. You sound good. Go ahead and speak up, and we're going to turn it over to you. Go ahead and share what's on your heart, Sister Margarita.
Thank you, Brother Vic. Hi, everyone. I just want to say first, glory to God for all he's done, all he is doing. I'm also very grateful for the church phone calls. Before I start, Ellie does want to say that she misses everyone, and she specifically said she's praying for Brother Clark and Sister Clark. So I told her I would tell you guys. I've been studying a lot about unity and the past couple of days. I just want to share about what I've been studying in the book of Ephesians and how it's kind of connected with something that happened last week. I will be reading a couple of scriptures. The first one is Ephesians 4, verse 3. And it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And just a little information, this is Paul writing a letter, kind of discussing unity of the Spirit and the body of Christ. And when he says endeavoring, it kind of jumped out at me. It's a verb, it's an action word. It means to make an effort, to strive. And I just feel like by having these phone calls, these Zoom meetings, we are striving to stay close. And I really appreciate that, not just for the fellowship, but I believe we are developing in a new level of being unified in his Spirit, not just being together in one place. And I want to thank you all for the Bible studies and the prayers. It's very inspiring. And it may not be the same unity when we can hug or pray with each other, but I believe it all is a part of God's will for what's happening right now in our world. The next verse is Ephesians 4, verse 12, and he says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And as far as edifying, that would be to improve or to build up, and many are working right now creatively to make the best of the situation that we are in, with the Sunday school teachers, leaders, exploring options, you know, with technology and even, you know, just finding different ways to have one-on-one time with God, which he is, I'm sure, thrilled with. And then the last verse I want to talk about is verse 16. And Ephesians 4:16 says, from who the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And being effectual is to produce a desired or intended outcome. And as we all know, God has given us all purpose in the church, purpose for our life, purpose for his will. And I just want to thank God for the gifts and the instructions he's given us to achieve this. And although it's kind of awkward the way we are right now, it's a really great time to channel this to perfect our walk and our growth as saints. When we feel for one another, you know, when one of our brothers or our sisters is on our heart, we can reach out and pray. And again, we may not be next to each other, but this is also a form of unity, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so, I'm proud of our pastor and our leaders and everyone that is reaching out through text and praying for each other, because again, this is what I feel that God wants us to achieve, being in unity in his Spirit. It's only making us stronger. And it kind of ties into what happened a couple of weeks ago. It was almost every single day I received a text from someone or even a phone call saying, hey, how are you? You've been on my heart. You've been on my mind. I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you. And I appreciated that. Not that I was down or in a spot, but I 100% believe that God had those of you praying for a reason, and you guys were in unity for me, because on April 23rd, I was in a car accident. It was a hit and run, and although my car is totaled, I walked away with only two bruises. I go to physical therapy for a couple of weeks, but that includes a massage, so that's more of a perk than a disappointment. And I just want to thank you all who've prayed for me and encourage you, and know that with certainty God is listening. He heard you call out my name, and he hears you sharing the desires of your own heart and where you're at. And just remember, we are in unity in his spirit, and he will always come through for us. And good night, and God bless.
Thank you, Sister Margarita. What a powerful testimony in church. Sister Margarita just gave us a Bible study, and what a powerful word. If you go back to the first part of the testimony, she mentioned something. Throughout this time, I've been reading and I've been studying. I've been reading and I've been studying. And we saw that come out in the little Bible study that she just gave us. Powerful. And then she also mentioned something else. Ellie has been praying for us. And I could see little Ellie praying for us every night before she goes to sleep. She's been praying for us, and specifically for Pastor and Sister Clark. This is powerful, church. We want to thank everyone for these great testimonies. And as I was hearing these testimonies, I remembered a scripture in the book of Revelation that says that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And it is so great to hear the voices of our brothers and sisters giving a powerful testimony tonight, church. With what we're feeling right now, church, why don't we just thank God right now? Why don't we just express our thankfulness to the Lord right now for these great things that are taking place in our church. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all these great testimonies, this great faith, Lord, these great lessons and experiences that we are going through right now as a body, as the members of the body of Christ, because we're all part of this same body. We thank you for everyone, Lord Jesus. We ask for you to continue to keep your hand upon everyone in the name of Jesus. Praise God. This is exciting, church. And with that said, we want to remind everyone to be part of our Sunday service tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We will have our Sunday school presentation followed with our morning worship. Praise God. Well, we wish we could say fellowship with each other, but after tonight, you can feel free to call each other and send text messages to each other. Praise God. With that said, God bless all of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Praise God.